tomorrow. I won't drink tomorrow. I despised all of it. But at least it was familiar. I had no idea what sobriety felt like, and I could not imagine life without alcohol. I had reached that terrifying jumping-off point where I couldn't drink anymore, but I just couldn't not drink. For almost 23 years, I had done something nearly every day of my life to change reality to one degree or another, yet I had to try this sober thing. To this day, I am amazed at people who get sober before the holidays. I couldn't even attempt it until after the Super Bowl. One last blowout party when I swore I wouldn't get drunk. When I put alcohol in my body, I'd lose the ability to choose how much I drank. And Super Bowl Sunday that year was no different. I ended up on someone's couch instead of my own bed and was sick to death all the next day at work. That week I had to go to a hockey game. It was a work event, so I tried to really watch my drinking, consuming only 2 large cups of beer, which for me wasn't even enough to catch a buzz. And that was the beginning of my spiritual awakening. Sitting near the ice, frustrated and pondering the fact that 2 tall beers didn't give me any relief, something in my head, and I know it wasn't me, said, "So why bother?" At that moment, I knew what the big book meant about the great obsession of every abnormal drinker being to somehow someday control and enjoy his drinking. On Super Bowl Sunday, when I enjoyed it, I couldn't control it. And at the hockey game, when I controlled it, I couldn't enjoy it. There was no more denying that I was an alcoholic. What an epiphany. I went to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous the next night, knowing I wanted what you had. I sat in.